Hello.
Jim, what did Tremaine Brock's first interception do to set the tone of this game?
That was a huge play. Great to see Tremaine, because he's such a great guy. You know, he's such a great worker. He's such a great team guy. Was in perfect position, played the coverage perfect, and then finished the play. And then, you know, got another one for us. And, either we got points off of all the turnovers, or in Tremaine's case, he scored a touchdown. But that was, I mean, huge. Great way to start the game.
Did you have to emphasize that during the week, that turnovers might be a plenty this game?
No, I mean, that was not any more than any other week. But it was great to get them, and they came in bunches today.
Jim, you went going with, I think, call it only had six completions, four of them in the first drive. Is that a good thing that you could win easily and not have to throw the ball that much?
Well, there's a lot of great things to point to in the game. I thought, first of all, great plan defensively by Vic Fangio and staff, executed extremely well by our defense. Will Hoyt Bowman, you mentioned Tremaine Brock, and some great play, individual play within the scheme. Offensively, I thought we had a great plan. Greg Roman had a great plan, called a great game. And our coverage units were outstanding. We ran the ball well. penalties were low. I think we had maybe three penalties in the game. Just a lot of good things to point to that result of good execution by players.
Would you say it was generally a pretty conservative offensive game plan going into this?
I thought it was a well-executed game plan, in every phase, and that's really pleased. Guys were executing well. Penalties, coverage units, just about every area you look at was extremely good. Some big plays in the passing game. A really big shot in the arm with Vernon and Cap on the corner route. Just a lot of things. A lot of good play. Need to see Gerard Eddy get an interception. You know, snuff out a drive and good.
Was it black and white whether Patrick was going to play or not?
He was really trying to, really eager to, and we just made the decision really right before game time that best not to to play. Didn't want to do anything stupid.
With Michael Will Hoyt stepping in with a second straight pretty good game. Did that play into it? And, having confidence that he can step in and do the job?
Well, we have confidence in Michael, yes, but I mean that decision not to play Patrick was based on what we thought the smart thing to do was, and then Michael's performance was outstanding. I mean, he's one of the guys you're really going to highlight after this game, along with Navarro and Ahmad Brooks. There's a guy that he does so many things for our defense: pressure, run game, knocking down the edges, which was so important in today's scheme, going against the zone running game. And he does it with very little fanfare. I mean, there's never any there's no sack dance he has. There's he just doesn't call a lot of attention to himself, and he plays every game, game in, game out, tough, a lot of energy, just another guy to highlight.
Do you have an early indication on Ray's arm?
No early indication. See tomorrow, look at it in an MRI.
Tremaine Bryant, why would you find interview requests this season? Is he fairly quiet with you and his teammates?
Not really. No, he's it all in a good way. He's got a great personality. He's not a guy that talks, just to hear himself talk either. But he's good personality. Good to be around. Everybody enjoys his company, and he got a very good sense of humor. It's just great teammate. Everybody pulls for him, and he stepped up huge tonight.
Jim, after the last game, a couple of your players said they kind of refound your identity, physical, whatever you want to call it. Do you think the last couple weeks, and you've talked about yourself, you're facing adversity, is that what's happened when this team kind of rediscovered who we are?
I think any time at the beginning of the season, that's forged by how you play in these early games. Your team's done a great job of focusing each week, practicing hard every practice, and that's all being forged now.
Eric Reed.
I don't know if you just necessarily just picks it up from one year to the next. I mean, every year's a new year in terms of establishing what your identity is.
Eric Reed has continued to progress. Really strong, aggressive, and run support. What are some things you saw today that really stood out to you from the rookie safety?
I thought, even the one he broke on, it was great to see him diagnose the play. I'm sure he wished he would have caught the ball, but it was great to see him break on the ball and be in that kind of position. Because once you do it, then you get the confidence that you can do that and again. So, doing a good job in the open field, making tackles. Physical player, had one probably that he would have, he overran a little bit, but he's getting in all those situations and he does a great job of learning from his mistakes. I mean, he is, every time he's something's happened to him, he has not been an air repeater. So I'm glad he was in that situation. Now next time I know he'll finish that play, but it's great to see him aggressive in making that play.
Would you say Colin was managing the game today in a good way?
Everything was good. Right now, there's some, even when we came in at halftime, there's some things we were doing good, and we wanted to do a little bit better. We made a few adjustments. It was a lot of good and a lot of good we can build on there. I'm sure we'll find things that we can get even better at, hopefully.
Particularly to his game or to the offense?
I thought his game was good. I'm trying to think of things that he could have done better. I mean, he executed extremely well.
It looked like Frank hurt his left ankle down near the goal line. And he came out rested for a little bit, but he got back in there in the third quarter. Was he determined to get back out there and walk it off?
Yeah, he walked it off. He looked like he got rolled on down on the goal line and, walked it off.
Did the staff get together to watch the Seattle game, or was it too early in the day to
get together? No, we didn't get together as a staff to watch it, but some of the fellas watched it, yeah.
How were you able to execute your best running game of the season against a good front seven?
I thought it was a good game plan. I thought, great credit to the guys up front, to Greg Roman, to Mike Solari, the backs, Frank again. Bruce Miller, I thought, had an outstanding night. Vernon blocked extremely well. It was good. The precision was very good offensively tonight.
You empathize with the situation that Matt Schaub's going through. I mean, you just yourself being a quarterback and seeing the kind of ups and downs, the highs and lows that Matt Schaub's having.
I had a lot more lows than ups. So he's a. He's a tremendous competitor, tremendous quarterback, and he'll bounce back. There's no question about that.